Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And we are back live at hour number two. Max Kaiser joins us at the bottom of the hour, but I want to take your calls on the future of America, the gun grab, the global government, the purge of the U.S. military. How much worse is it going to get and how fast? We're in it now, the New World Order. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, I'm going to take 6-7 calls in segment 2 and 3. That's all the calls we're going to take right now because I don't want you to sit on hold. And then later, I'll open the phones back up again for some questions for Max Kaiser on the economy in the third hour with him. But he comes up joining us to talk about all these big issues. Here is a very, very important report by Brian Wilson. It's short, but it's powerful. It's at band.video in the Brian Wilson section. He's one of our editors and researchers. He also puts out reports. And it deals with Christian persecution. Will Christian persecution continue to escalate? And that really is the heart of this, because the globalists have done all the numbers for a while. They know Christians are going to oppose their whole global government takeover. So here's that report.
Will Christian persecution continue to rise in 2021? According to the watchdog organization Open Doors USA, the number of Christians murdered for their faith around the world rose 60% in 2020. A lot of this persecution is centered in Africa, which was one of the first places to receive the gospel. In July of 2020, 300 Christians were killed in Nigeria, and thousands were forced to leave their homes. Nearly 2,000 Christians were shot or hacked to death in raids on their villages since January of 2020 as a way to drive them off their farmland. On December 15th of 2020, federal troops in Ethiopia surrounded the Mariam of Zion Cathedral in the Tigrayan city of Aksum. They then forced the Christians into a square outside the cathedral, where they opened fire on the crowd, killing at least 750 people. At the beginning of 2021, within less than 3 weeks, more than 100 Congolese in the eastern region of the Democratic Republic of Congo were killed by an Islamic extremist group with a clear Islamic expansionist agenda. An average of a dozen Christians a day are murdered across Africa due to their religious beliefs, and unfortunately, this number is a low estimate. In Asia, the first place to receive the gospel, overall persecution of Christians is steeply rising, leaving to the imagination what 2021 will be like. In 2019, Persecution Relief, a group dedicated to helping persecuted Christians in India, recorded 527 cases of persecution against Christians, compared to 447 cases in 2018. Hundreds of Christians were taken to concentration camps in North Korea over the past year, same as the year prior, and tens of thousands of Christians sit in gulags, used for slave labor, similar to the Uyghur Muslims in China. The Chinese Communist Party surveils Christians across their country, forces Protestant churches to take down crosses from their interior and exterior, and even replaces the Ten Commandments with quotes from Mao and Xi Jinping, pushing for state worship. In Western societies, big tech companies, specifically Facebook, are moving their way toward total Christian persecution by banning the posting of Bible verses from BibleHub.com, similar to how the early Roman Catholic Church and later the Holy Roman Empire forbade the dissemination of the Word of God, keeping the Holy Bible to themselves to be falsely interpreted by their own high priests. Just as Christians were ruthlessly persecuted in the centuries following the death and resurrection of Christ, it seems this new millennium has a similar intolerance for those Christians that choose to follow his righteous life. So as global government comes into fruition, God's people, whoever they are, wherever they may be, must come out of Babylon yet again, before they are compromised in the truth, forsake their faith, and are devoured by those beasts, those political systems that serve Satan. This is Brian Wilson with InfoWars.com.
All right, great job, Brian Wilson. Stay with us. I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Vor sulle tanto popolerà, spiriti lati muso servis, vor sul amici popolerà, sutra in prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, you can turn on MSNBC and CNN, and every host is saying, use the CIA and the military to crush Trump supporters. They're all terrorists. There's an enemy within. Tune to Tucker Carlson. He's covering it. More troops massing in D.C. A purge of the military of conservatives. The pipeline's being cut off. The gas price is being exploded. All the reversals of Trump cutting the prices of prescription drugs. They pay the highest in the world. We're being ripped off by the establishment. It's not free market. It's all being reversed. Open borders. The UN back in control with an executive order of our immigration system. Hundreds of thousands more refugees to be brought in by the UN. This is what it is to be a captured, occupied nation with a communist Chinese globalist green zone that is now D.C. That's the occupied area the U.S. has in Baghdad. Well, that's what this is here. And we see incredible lawlessness. So in that backdrop of the stack of articles I have here, where current and former CIA calls for using counterinsurgency tactics, that means taking people's businesses away, it means killing them, it means arresting them. With all of that going on and this whole apparatus being turned inward on us as if it's supposed to intimidate us, I actually feel sorry for the globalists that actually kicked us off when they think they're about to. You talk about having a tiger by the tail. But okay, they take our kindness and restraint for weakness. Now on top of it, they're talking about drone striking people that don't wear masks. Because, you know, things would turn back on. The economy would come back if you just stay in your house and be non-essential and let your business go bankrupt and take that check. And Klaus Schwab says, though, he says, no businesses with close contact ever are coming back. I'm going to play that clip next hour, actually. This is being put in a larger new report that I shot with Rob Dew this morning and last night on this. Yeah, the full video is on InfoWars.com. MSNBC host suggests targeting COVID lockdown skeptics like domestic terrorists with drones. Remember, Obama said, hey, I'm pretty good at killing people. Yeah, you give the order, people get killed. You're so manly. It's so scary. It's so tough. But hey, you're black, so it's okay. It's like Tim Cook runs giant death camps in China. It's like, hey, dude, he's skinny. He hops around on the stage and he's gay. It's like, well, if he's running death camps, he's gay. Then that's a totally different thing. So let's go ahead here and play this MSNBC host, whatever this idiot's name is, saying that people that criticize the lockdowns and the mask will just kill us. Here it is.
An MSNBC host suggested that Americans who criticize COVID lockdowns should be treated as domestic terrorists and hit with drone strikes
and it barely even caused a ripple.
Yeah, she actually suggested that. Nicole Wallace made the comments last week, but they haven't received one iota of the attention they deserved. Take a look.
There is, until the end of April, a persistent threat of domestic extremism, domestic terrorism carried out in the ideology and around this belief that the election was fraudulent, but the COVID restrictions are unnecessary. All of those ideologies pushed by Donald Trump, but my question for you is around incitement. We had a policy, and it was very controversial. It was carried out under the Bush years and under the Obama years of attacking terrorism at its root, of going after and killing, and in the case of Omar al-Awlaki, an American, a Yemeni American, with a drone strike for the crime of inciting violence, inciting terrorism. The way you root out terrorism is to take on, in the case of Islamic terrorism, kill those who incite it.
So now they're literally comparing people who say, quote, COVID restrictions are unnecessary, to Anwar al-Awlaki, a propagandist for Al-Qaeda who was killed in Yemen by a US drone strike. And that's not to say that al-Awlaki's killing was even legally justified. It wasn't. Essentially, he was executed for posting YouTube videos.
Video is at band.video in his band.video section. He's posting like 3 videos a day now. He's really turned the heat up, so great job, Paul. That full video is posted to band.video, but you just heard it. And it's everywhere. Former deputy director, current head of counterterrorism. All these guys are being quoted in here. I read you the quotes about we've got to domestically kill people. And she's up there, this big warrior. She probably can't even load a gun. Probably never been in a fist fight, but she's like, it's time to start killing people. And they've got all these articles. I mean, literally hundreds of them. I can't even count them all. Major stories like Alex Jones and Roger Stone planned the Capitol attack. They need to be treated as insurgents, and you kill insurgents. And I'm sitting there reading this. This doesn't scare me. It's like these people are nuts. We tried to have a rally against election fraud. We show up. A couple hundred idiots out of a million break through because the police were understaffed and have a riot. And one cop dies 2 days later of a heart attack. They now admit it wasn't from a fire extinguisher. And you guys call this the end of the world. Meanwhile, we've got this current Obama/Biden administration official saying that Al-Qaeda is on their side. That's Sullivan. There's no end to these people. Yeah, there's NPR. Treat domestic extremism as insurgency. Kill them. Wow, you guys are going to war with the biggest armed country in the world. Wow, that sounds like a good job. That sounds like that'll be real safe for people to carry it out. Let's take some calls from Frankie, Blake, Luke, Michael, Ken, and Sal. I'm going to go to you real quick. Let's go to Ken in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Today I want to talk about building a brand new infrastructure to basically try to cancel out all the monopolies that the globalists have created. So I understand that InfoWars is, you know, you guys are doing a great job. I love your show. I listen almost every day.
Yeah, well, I can barely stay on air. It's real easy pie in the sky to say we ought to have all these big networks and infrastructure. We've got the biggest infrastructure there is, even of Newsmax or anybody, and it's pitiful. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying theoretical stuff is always great.
Yeah, I mean the fact that you guys are the biggest for the patriotic movement, it's insane. And the fact that all these mainstream media corporations hold the monopoly and nobody has, you know, basically created an infrastructure for patriots, that's, you know, unheard of. So I feel like you have a voice, you know, other people in the patriotic movement have the money and the funds to create this infrastructure. I feel like we all need to pool our money together with individuals who would be responsible in financing this movement.
Well, let me tell you what happens when somebody tries to build something like this. They start coming after you with lawyers, they threaten your family, and they cut your credit off. So most people actually won't touch freedom with a 10-foot pole. I appreciate your call. That's why we're in so much trouble. So you have to be ready to be embattled, to stay on air, and just hope people promote that you're on air to circumvent the censors. Everything is the listeners. What I cover will end the globalist operation. It's the truth. But it only will do it if people, by hand, share the links, the articles, the videos, the information. And then if we had more infrastructure, we could be on more TV and radio stations and have more shows. But then that's like herding cats. Everybody's got different ideological ideas. I never tell my crew what to cover or do. I have general directions I want to go in. Then you end up having your other host wanting to tell you what to do. And so, yeah, it's all theoretical stuff. It's all fine and dandy. I'm simply spending half my time trying to get money to pay to run this place. I mean, I crawl along, okay? I mean, crawl. And I'm not complaining. Just at least we can stay on the air for now. So if you want to see us do more, go buy books and films. Go buy T-shirts. Go sign up for AutoShip. Additional 10% off on items you're going to want, like DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion. You sign up for AutoShip, additional 10% off the next order. And we hold back some of things that sell out, so you never sell out by signing up for AutoShip. Yeah, but, I mean, I've got 3 months of operating capital to run this place. Can't expand with money like that. Okay? And so, yeah, I've gotten these calls a lot over the years. Man, we need to fight. We need to build something. Boy, I sure as hell trying, brother. You hit my button. I'm not mad at you, but you just hit my button. I can't even launch a damn shopping cart. I can barely wipe my ass, man, because this country's falling apart. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa.
Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Finalist from the start, sucked into the park, circus comes to town.
Finalist from the start, sucked into the park, circus comes to town. You play the least part,
I'm not mad at the last caller, he's absolutely right. We need networks and organizations that will tell the truth and lead the fight. That's why Brian Stelter and the globalists are saying shut down OAN, shut down Newsmax, shut down Tucker Carlson, shut down Alex Jones. And you saw as soon as Newsmax got attacked, they suddenly virtue signaled and rolled over. And that's because these people will come after you. And so, yes, absolutely, we need to be on more radio stations. We need to be on more TV stations. We need to put up a fight. Here's the deal. I'll go to your calls. And Alex Jones here back live. We had this global awakening to the New World Order, the child sex trafficking, you know, all of it, all this real stuff, the satanic heart of this thing. And then the Q movement came along 3 years ago and just said, I'm in charge. I'm the secret agent. People love something esoteric, talking into a hole in the wall. And it told them everything was fine and we were invincible. And so there was this bandwagon effect of everyone feeling invincible, but they didn't do anything. And then when Trump got it stolen from him, well, then that deflates everybody and they feel defeated. And the Q leader said, just go home. It's all over. Enjoy the last few years of fun. You were basically in an online Dungeons and Dragons game. Well, I talk about all that because I knew it was coming. You mean to have our archivists get 100 clips of me saying, listen, the president's surrounded, he's outnumbered, they're going to steal the election, it's going to be a landslide, emergency, emergency. I'm like, young, you don't duck the Q level. Actually, people walk to me like, in D.C., go, young, you don't know the power of Q, you're not in the group. And I would just feel like, they'd have this crazy look like, I'm with the president, I'm with the secret group. And I'm like, dude, we're in trouble. I know all the inside stuff, emergency, believe me, we're surrounded. Only by waking up do we have a shot. And so I just deal with this. They're going to cut your power off, they're coming for your guns, they're going to start a physical civil war, they're going to purge the military. I told you before the 6th they were going to purge the military. I know what a globalist takeover is. We're getting our asses handed to us. And I know it's popular to tell people pie-in-the-sky stuff like Pachinik was doing yesterday. All I see is our country getting its ass kicked up one side and down the other. As soon as I start seeing different, I'll tell you. But I'm not going to piss down your back and tell you it's raining. Never did it before. Never going to do it. We have to totally reject the globalist, Hollywood, all of it. The whole thing's poison. Reject it. That's what beats it, not fantasy land. Clarence in Wisconsin, where your governor just said, I don't care if the Supreme Court and the state legislature outlawed my illegal mask lockdown. It's going to continue. I got a new law, a new law, a new law. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, he needs to be recalled, too. We're all tired of him, but living in a blue state now, I'm not happy with it whatsoever, Alex. But hey, buddy, I've had this conversation here coming up here with many from veterans to citizens to family. You know, I want you to think about this. And if there's veterans that are military active now and veterans from the past, you need to hear what I've got to say. You know, Alex, in World War II, we lost 400. 107,000 men and women warriors, and they were fighting against fascism, imperialism, the Italians, the fascism, okay, the Korean War. 54,000 men and women killed fighting against communism. Vietnam, 58,000 plus killed fighting against communism. Iraq, Afghanistan, almost 7,000 killed fighting terrorism, Alex. Middle East, this is a joke, that war, and we don't need any more of those. But we cannot forget our MIAs and our POWs, not to mention Arlington Cemetery, Normandy, France, all the men and women buried over there, too. You know, and I got a question for you, Alex, after my little spiel here. Do you think, I believe, and many people have given the answer on yes, have our men and women in the past that fought against all of these isms, have they died in vain, Alex?
No, I don't think they've died in vain, because that's what I wanted to start the segment with, but I get so mad I didn't get to it. What the globalists are doing is super illegal, incredibly unpopular, and out of control. So if we just hold the course and expose the Great Reset, and the fact this is all planned, which is starting to happen with Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson and Rush Limbaugh, hope he hangs on for another 20 years, we need everybody, and all of you, if we just expose this is a plan, and expose that most of the medical workers say that COVID's a fraud, but they censor them, then their whole house of cards comes down. They didn't launch this big desperate lockdown because they're strong. They're not trying to purge the military and martial law and having the CIA on TV illegally say they're going to operate domestically and take on the people. That's not the sign of strong people. That's the strong of weak crooks who are being blackmailed by the Chinese communists to do their bidding. And so, look, for me, it's very negative personally. For InfoWars, we're in the front lines of a fight. And so I'm up the front lines. I live in the front lines. I live deep behind enemy lines. So I can tell folks what's going on, okay? Because I've been swallowed up by the New World Order. I'm on the inside. I don't even want to be. I am literally in the belly of the whale here. I can tell you what's going on. And I just want to let listeners understand how serious it is. If you speak out and say no, and everybody starts speaking out in grocery stores and church, everywhere else, then we turn the tide. It's all information war. It's all truth. If you don't, then all the horrible things I'm going through are going to reach you, okay? I'm just telling you, I'm already out ahead of you guys, and I've already seen what's coming, and it's not nice. It's not fun. And so God bless you, and I appreciate your call, Clarence. It's best of times, worst of times. Blake in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, you have been right about the purge of the military. You've been talking about that for as long as I've been listening to you. You know, going back 15 or 20 years. So that brings me to what I wanted to talk about. So Operation Trust is still going. Q is still going. It's just taken other names, other forms. But, I mean, we got people out there that are basically saying the same thing as Q, and they're saying that the, you know, this counter coup is going to happen or whatever. Trump's still the president. He is really still the president. But I mean, they're saying, like Pachinko yesterday was saying, he's still in charge down in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. He's got his own White House there, and all this BS that he was spreading yesterday. Now, this is just baloney. Now, here's the thing. If there's really a counter coup going on, I mean, if the military's really getting ready to arrest everybody and they're getting ready to put Trump back in charge and arrest Biden, if this is really happening, why would they be telling it to us? I don't want them to tell it to us. If it's real, keep that damn mouth shut. They don't need to be telling
you. Sir, no. Listen. The military at the top is run by globalists completely now. And you see the Secretary of Defense saying, we're going to purge the Trump supporters out of the military. They have a 60-day stand down where the main job is searching the background of all your soldiers, airmen, and Marines, and to purge them. So, again, world government's out in the open. Vaccines killing you out in the open. Great Reset out in the open. None of it's hidden, but everybody's like, I heard on an 8chan, I heard a Q code 97QL4DL9er. I don't listen to Alex Jones. I don't listen to documents. I don't look at facts. I don't look at the bill about to take my guns. We're winning. We're winning. Because people can't believe we're getting our ass kicked. Well, but we're actually going to win in the end. I'll explain when we come back. We have month, the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Producer. He said, I don't want to talk about U.S. politics. Well, neither do I. Because these presidents come and go. But the bureaucracy and the Pentagon now saying it wants to have the CIA kill citizens. And then it's with the Democrats and the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center. is just disgusting and illegal, and the conservatives are fetishizing the military. When, yeah, a lot of our sons and daughters and aunts and uncles and fathers and mothers were in the military and were great people. But that America's gone. We're in world government now. And only facing that we're in world government, corporate world government, the Gulag Archipelago, the digital casino Gulag that Max Kaiser's talked about, or Matt Drudge talked about, the internet Gulag. Only admitting that and then ending partisanship. Because I get Trump was a populist insurrectionist, but it got put to the side. Only reaching out to the average Democrat and saying, you think world government, you think China having an upper hand, you think the shutdown of the dollar, you think Wall Street being exempt from taxes, you think all of this is really empowering the people and is some idealistic system? No, it's not. And so it's now more important than ever that sentinels of news like InfoWars be on the air. And I know a lot of people didn't want to hear me when I told you Q was total lies run by the bad guys. And I know you didn't want to hear me when I said all those things, but it wasn't to be negative. It was to be truthful about how serious the situation is. So I want to get Max Kaiser on, who's been a very successful, famous stockbroker, author, researcher, hosted TV shows on BBC and Al Jazeera and RT and the U.S. and everywhere else, and hosts big international shows as we speak. About 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, but he really hammered it 10 years ago, about silver and the silver short squeeze being the key to bringing down this globalist oligarchy and these corrupt hedge funds. And now, I was like, a couple weeks ago, I said, watch, silver will be bigger than GameStop. And sure enough, it was, because I said, Max Kaiser called this, but a prophet is always way ahead of their time. And he also called the first big run-up of Bitcoin. He was on a year ago, called the next big run-up of Bitcoin. This time they didn't push it down as far. So he's here to give us his expert analysis on first big picture, please, sir, about where we are, the derivatives, the overhang, the bubbles, who's in good positions, who isn't, and just where we are and what individuals can do. Because I agree with you that talking about Trump ad nauseum, the Democrats want to do that. They want to just keep us back in Trump land, so that we're not looking at what's currently happening, and they want the diversion of this impeachment trial coming up, when all of that now is in the rearview mirror. Is that what you're getting at?
Right. Hey, great to be back. Great to see you. I think a couple of things are very interesting right now. The Wall Street Bets phenomenon of the last week or so is really important, really interesting. It exposed a lot of things definitively that needed to be exposed. And then, of course, the silver squeeze came along, and that is also very interesting. And, of course, Bitcoin continues to dominate the story. But going to Wall Street Bets for a second. So this is a group of Reddit traders that figured out that there was one particular stock that was vulnerable to having a lot of people suddenly buy it and create what's called a short squeeze because the hedge funds had sold short stock. But what this revealed, Alex, I think, was the existence now, definitively, we can talk about it, of naked short selling. Naked short selling is when hedge funds sell non-existent stock. They counterfeit sell orders. So in the case of GameStop, there was something like 2 times as many shares that existed entirely in the company's stock portfolio was sold on the market. So that was naked. And a lot of people have talked about this and said it doesn't exist. And the reason it's important is that it also dovetails into the silver story. So we've been saying now for years, the reason why silver doesn't really move the way it should is because there's an incentive by banks and Wall Street and central banks to keep the price of silver and gold cheap as possible relative to the dollar. And they do it using naked short sells. They literally sell, in the case of silver, 5 to 10 times annual silver production in one morning. In one morning selling spree, they will sell 10 times annual silver production in these naked short sales or counterfeit sales to just bang the price down.
And by the way, I said 10 years ago, you've been coming on for 15, 16 saying that. Bob Chapman was always hammering that. This is now mainstream. Back when you talked about it, nobody talked about naked short selling of silver to, again, take paper that they didn't take delivery of silver and use that to artificially lower the price, which then allows them to hide inflation, correct?
Well, it allows them to keep the support of the dollar and to keep gold and silver away from people's investment capital, because if gold and silver were to really reflect the number of money that's been printed, and something like 30 or 40% of all the money ever been printed in American history has been done so in the last few years, right? So the money printing is off the charts.
So what would gold be conservatively right now?
Without the market manipulation, gold would right now be in the $2,700 to $2,800 per ounce level to be on the conservative side. That's where it would be without the fake selling. It's around $1,800. So it would be $1,000 higher. Silver would be already $60, $70 an ounce without this manipulation going on. And so the GameStop in Wall Street Bets very blatantly exposed massive fraud going on with, in this case, Malvern Capital. That's a hedge fund. When Malvern Capital had unrealized losses of a couple of billion dollars, guess who bailed them out? Citadel Capital. Citadel Capital bailed out Malvern Capital with money that they themselves got in a bailout from the federal government last year. Who orchestrated that bailout? Mo could be one of their board members. Ben Bernanke, former Fed chairman, sits on the board of Citadel Capital, who bailed out Malvern Capital, who covered those exposure to the short squeeze, as it's called, from the Reddit crowd. And now there's a lot of coordination going on with Robinhood and all these other trading apps all working together, which is called it's anti-competitive behavior, which is technically illegal, to clamp down on anybody who threatens the sanctity of these hedge funds. And the hedge funds and the folks who run the major funds like Citadel are, as Eric Holder said back in 2008, Alex, when under the Obama administration, he came up with what's called the Holder Doctrine, which states categorically that banks are above the law, that banks are too big to jail, that they enjoy a special status, they're systemically important to the economy, therefore a national security item. And then
the revolving door goes into that law firm in D.C. where he gets paid himself tens of millions of dollars, they get paid hundreds of millions to then represent those very same banks.
Exactly. So it's a revolving door between the public sector and the private sector. And a banker like Ben Bernanke is a great example. He went from being Fed chairman to sitting on the board of Citadel. We had Janet Yellen, who left being the Fed chairman, who gave speeches to Goldman Sachs and others for, we know, $800,000 she made in speaking fees. And now she's back at Treasury. So it's a revolving door. They go back and forth. She should recuse herself from many of these proceedings because she's been compromised, but that's not going to happen either.
All right, Max, we got to go to break. We've got you into the next hour. Really happy to have you here. You're at orangepillsdailydose.com, and you're at swanbitcoin.com, also at Orange Pill. You'll tell us about that when we come back. But I just want to ask, million-foot view, 35,000-foot view, one-inch view, just in general, where the world is. I know it was volatile 15 years ago and way overvalued. Now where is it? And all the hyperinflation behavior and all the government's printing crazy and no one is even worried about price-earnings ratios. And it has a feeling of Weimar Republic, Zimbabwe to me. But you're really the expert on this, and so I want to get your take on that. And obviously, I should get back into silver and gold. I mean, I already did that in the last 6 months. I've been out of it for 4 or 5 years. But I can smell it and see it coming. But how high is it going to go? And, yes, again, I'm not against Bitcoin, folks. I just get confused by the plethora of offerings. We'll talk about some of that with Max Keiser as well. Tell folks he's on. Be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show and legendary investor and Bitcoin captain, Max Keiser, is our guest. Let me throw this out there right now. It is more important than ever to keep independent media operations like InfoWars on air. And it is you, the listeners, that keep us on air. We don't have the big sponsors. We don't have the big sugar daddies. None of that. We are supported by viewers and listeners like you. And then I go out and I fight and I do all sorts of things behind the scenes, just like it came out that I funded Trump rally against election fraud. They go, oh, you funded the insurrection. No, they stole that from us and stole our victory. It was a horrible defeat what happened to the Capitol. 200 people out of a million being suckered into acting like idiots. But the point is, you notice, it turns out, yeah, okay, Jones did fund some of that. That's where your money's going. And I need a lot of money to fight and prosecute this war. So I want to thank you all for your support. Plus, these are great products you already need. Ultra 12 has been sold out. It's the highest quality B12. You take it under the tongue. It's sublingual. It's the next best way other than injection to take it. You don't take this as injection. It's not designed for that. You take it under the tongue, sit there for a minute. It tastes sweet naturally. It is so good for your immunity, your body, your stamina. It's amazing. Ultra 12, back in stock, 50% off. I'll get all those reviews, 96% reviews. InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force Plus. It's amazing. It's selling out. Liquid Pure Turmeric, the powdered turmeric sold out. This is still available, not long. Lung Cleanse, back in stock. It's just a bunch of great essential oils for your mouth and throat. It goes down to your bronchioles, the rest of it. It's just incredible. Lung Cleanse, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I'm very thankful for your support in keeping us on the air. But the way this works is every time we get a surge of money that comes in, then the money stops coming in, and it's just like, I got to explain to folks, we need funds to stay on air. Without you, we cannot be here and be this independent voice in such a critical time. They're trying to shut everybody down, and we're fighting hard to stay on air. Going back to Max Keiser, again, famous stockbroker, TV host, newsman, big picture for me. And then next hour, we'll get into the technicals and Bitcoin and all of it. I mean, you as just an American citizen, how would you break down where the globe is, what's happening in the leadership of the system, what Wall Street's about to do, how the Great Reset obviously ties into that to kill Main Street, and like the doubling of profits of big tech during the lockdown. I mean, to me, this is that super predatory Wall Street takeover you've been warning of.
Yeah, that's true. Every bank around the world is just printing lots of money, and they do it in a coordinated fashion. And it's about debt monetization, right? They print money and then they buy it back. They put it back on the balance sheet of the central bank. And they do it really for only one reason, and that is to keep the major banks in these countries from having to officially declare insolvency. All the major banks in the U.S. and the U.K. and Europe are technically insolvent. But to keep the capital structure of those banks alive, the central banks create tons, you know, trillions and trillions of fiat money, and they cycle it through the banks, and the banks are able to continue operating and paying huge bonus money and huge salaries. But meanwhile, outside of the banks, the velocity of money, which is to say how fast the money is going through the economy, is almost at absolute zero. Small businesses are being destroyed. The cost of stuff like education, healthcare, transportation, all the vital services and that are part of the economy, the costs are skyrocketing.
And Max, slow down there. We got time. Explain velocity of money and the fact that while they're giving themselves all this money, none of it's trickling down. They did that on purpose, obviously, with the lockdown. So explain what's happening there with money velocity.
Right. So you have an insolvent bank, and they need all the money they can get to keep their capital structure or their bond structure from having to declare insolvency. So the bank prints up lots of money, and they say, hey, we're the bank. We need the central bank. We need to print all this money to stimulate the economy, to make the economy go faster. And so the way that the machinery of that works is essentially the central bank creates the money, and it goes to the banks, okay? And the banks are in charge of distributing that money. But the banks don't. They keep it because they can't afford to lend it out. Because if they did, they would have to declare insolvency. So the velocity of money is at a standstill. It doesn't go into the economy. And so because the money doesn't get into the economy, you don't have small businesses are not able to grow. So what happens is the government will say, well, small businesses aren't growing, so what we need to do is to stimulate the economy by printing more money. So they print more money, and then they give it to the banks to distribute, and the banks keep it. And the whole thing is repeated over and over again now for 20 years.
And then Main Street goes bankrupt in the final phase, and they finally buy everything up, and that's the final bailout, vertical integration.
It eventually ends up being owned by one or two players. You know, we've called this in the past neo-feudalism, right? So it's like only a few players end up owning 80-90% of the economy, and everyone else is living, you know, like a pauper, living like a serf. And this is what we're seeing more and more of this. You know, a lot of the gains that were made over the past couple of decades pulling people out of poverty, we've heard that expression many times. Well, now those people are going right back into poverty because the gains were completely artificial due to just an illusion that comes when you have a lot of money printing and it tends to seep out here and there. But now that it's all drying up and the banks are still there gobbling up all that liquidity, we're going into the situation where you have 90% of the wealth is controlled by a few oligarchs, a few folks, and everyone else is really, really scrambling.
So let me ask you this, because I'm not kissing your ass, it's true. You called this on my show 15, 16 years ago that this is where it was going at this certain point. They admit, Klaus Schwab admits, we're using the lockdown to consolidate and vertically integrate. It's for the earth, we're going to lower the carbon footprint, but they fly around in private jets. John Kerry does. That's their excuse for doing this. But clearly they're accelerating their vertical integration and this road to serfdom and this high-tech feudalistic system that you've talked about, and it's moving so quickly. How the hell do they think they'll get away with it? I guess they just think the media will confuse people claiming there's racism and that we'll all fight with each other, and that's the distraction, because this is incredibly predatory.
Right. They think they get away with it, or they get away with it with collusion. Right. So all the banks around the world collude. They're anti-competitive. They collude with each other. And now, so here's, I guess, the difference between 2021 and maybe the years leading up to 2021, Alex, would be that all of this money that's being printed by the world reserve currency, the U.S. dollar, and is held by banks all over the world. Well, these banks all over the world are concerned that eventually all this money printing will result in some kind of hyperinflation. So they've been stockpiling gold, and they have been doing some deals with each other, bilateral deals outside of the U.S. dollar. So at some point, maybe probably in 2021, countries like China, Russia, and others will decide that they really don't want to hold dollars anymore, because they would prefer to just rely on their gold. And to some extent, I believe we can talk about Bitcoin in this context. And as Christine Lagarde has mentioned, Bitcoin is an escape valve for these countries to escape the U.S. dollar. And so she's laid out that she meant that to kind of be a warning. But what she did was kind of tell everybody how to escape.
Okay.
The US
dollar. We got 2 minutes to break. Stay there. I want you to unpack that in the next hour, the next couple segments in detail. But clearly, China's coming out with its own digital currency now.
But just to finish that thought briefly, it's all those dollars end up coming back to the U.S., and then you see the inflationary spike. Then you see prices go double and triple and quadruple.
So once this process hits, once they start phasing out of the dollar, then that's when hyperinflation happens.
Right. A lot of the dollars over the years shipped overseas. You know, manufacturing went to China. And the world reserve currency is the dollar. But now we're at a phase where we're into a deglobalization phase. All these countries are basically de-dollarizing. And so at some point, probably in 2021, we're going to wake up one day and like $4 or $5 trillion U.S. dollars are going to be sent back to the U.S. And then suddenly our purchasing power will be demolished. And
so what are you doing? You're in Bitcoin.
There's three ways to protect yourself, Bitcoin, gold, and silver. Now, the problem with gold and silver, as we've been talking about for a number of years, is that the prices are completely in the control of the same people who are doing all the money printing. Having said that, I think that they will do okay in this environment, but nowhere near as good as Bitcoin. Because Bitcoin, from here, you know, you're talking about a 40x. Return. You're talking about moves to 400,000, 500,000. Even Citibank has a price prediction for Bitcoin of $600,000 per coin. It's currently at 37,000. So, I mean, that's the fastest horse in the race, as Paul Tudor Jones called it. It's the one thing you can't confiscate. It separates.
Well, stay there. I'll give you this. I was at Bilderberg with you 12 years ago, and you just laid it all out in the future. And you were eating wine, drinking wine, and eating a steak, and you're just like, Jones, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm telling you this, and I'm like, whatever. I'm not going to. All right. Max Kaiser's here with us. Hour number three, straight ahead.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, How can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.